I'm having one of those days where I really need to restart my Mac and I don't want to, but I think after this podcast is posted, I will be restarting my Mac. And it starts back up so fast, but it is annoying to me when a very powerful computer is behaving like a piece of garbage, which this one is at this moment. I'm hopeful that a restart will cure all that ails me and it. As you know, I own and love my treadmill desk, and I have been sitting so much at my desk for the past couple weeks since my surgery. I do a lot of treadmilling in the morning. Hey, it's me again. I had a restart already. Even though Logic said it was still recording, none of the audio that I recorded after that was playable. It only went for another couple seconds before it died altogether. But I had a reboot, and I just did the reboot, so here we are back again. But yeah, I do a lot of treadmill in the morning. I get 10,000 steps first thing every day since I have gotten the surgery. It was a couple days before I did that, but almost every day since then I've been getting 10,000 steps. But then I come into my office, and like, I can't do the walking while working yet. I look forward to being able to do it again because I would like to have more than 10,000 steps because I'm really getting like 1,000 to 2,000 more steps the entire rest of the day, hence getting 10,000 first thing. But I'm excited for when my neck no longer bothers me. It still does. I can't remember if I told you this. I told a lot of people because I was proud of it, but the doctor said the reason your neck hurts so much is your weight loss. That was the issue. Without extra skin or whatever, fat, I don't know, that it was making everything tighter as the healing happens, and so it's going to cause more soreness for longer, but that it'll eventually go away. It hasn't gone away yet, but it will, so nobody panic, I guess. Anyway, let's do a theme song.
Your Daily Lex.
So some frustration because I had a million topics that I was going to talk about on this episode, and then I dealt with the reboot and various other issues, and so now everything's gone out of my mind. So let's go with what's on my mind right now. I'm working on a new app. I'm working on my second iOS app, which is exciting. The cryptograms have gone so well in Lex.games that I was thinking it'd be cool to have a standalone cryptograms app, and I'm very, very pleased with how it's coming along. I'm hoping it'll come out. Certainly, I think it'll come out in the month of October. We'll see how soon. I have a couple projects, creative projects, that haven't gotten far enough along, which I'm excited to push forward more as the year draws to a close. Like, I've been working on this album of holiday bangers, songs for holidays that don't have songs. And I'm so pleased with it. Like, songs about Arbor Day and Labor Day and whatnot. I love whatnot. And so I am excited to make some more progress on that one because I think, you know, a handful more songs and that'll be ready to go. Why do I make albums? I don't know. Well, I do know. I make albums because I love doing it. Not very many people listen to my albums, but that's not that many people listen to my podcast. Like, the numbers for Your Daily Lex would probably surprise you, but it's still not that many people in the grand scheme of things, but I like doing it. And I love the feedback that I get from people and all that and whatever. I guess I like to hear myself talk, or I like the idea of other people hearing myself talk. I don't know. I was so much more coherent and had such a vibe planned for this episode before my hardware issues. Anyway, what else can I tell you? This is the week of the show that I'm doing with Lauren, so we've got that. We have some very early dinners ahead of us this week because we've got to get to rehearsal early, plus the kids have to go to stuff at school. School's far, and then it's far from school to the theater, so it's a whole thing. So tonight, I either have to eat dinner before 5 or pack something to take, and I can't figure out what to pack that's the right thing, but I think I would unpack and eat at the theater / church rather than eat before leaving the house at 5, because eating dinner at 4:30 just means I'm going to be hungry later. I am basically at my weight loss goal. The trainer, Ursula, was like, well, just 0.4 pounds to go. It is funny, because when I signed up with him, I said I wanted to get to 190. I started at 239. When we were approaching 190, he's like, you should go to 185. And then he said I should go to 180, and then he said I should go to 175. I am at 175.5, 0.6. No, that's not true. I'm at 175.4, I think. I don't know. I'm holding a microphone up to my face because I'm not at the better microphone at the standing desk, so I can't look it up as easily right now. But I'm there. And that's extra funny to me because yesterday I had a beer during a very frustrating football day. And we live in New Jersey where every restaurant is an Italian restaurant. And yet my kids, when tasked with picking a place for dinner, selected the Olive Garden. To be clear, Sierra had never been to the Olive Garden, and Liam has only been to the Olive Garden once. It was just a couple weeks ago, but he liked the endless pasta bowl there, and that's why he wanted to go back. So 3 of them got endless pasta bowls, and then there was me. I did not get endless pasta. I got salmon, but I had budgeted to have the salmon dinner, no side, and a breadstick. And then I had a second breadstick, and then I had another half of a breadstick, and I also ate the mashed potatoes that I substituted for the broccoli that I knew I wasn't going to eat with the salmon, and I ate it all. And I'm very, very good about logging my food. I've been doing it since last November, and I didn't log the extra breadsticks because I knew I had hit my calorie number square on, and I didn't want to put a higher number in there for no reason. And I still lost weight from yesterday to today. Incredible. The system works, everybody. But anyway, I am about to start the metabolic reverse, which basically means I'm going to start adding calories to my day. And I, for one, can't wait. But you do it slowly, because if you go too fast before your metabolism has rebuilt itself, then you can mess things up. So I'm going to add 50 to 100 calories a week. And man, each week I'm going to add a new 50 to 100 calories on the per day basis. You get it. You understand. You're smart. But I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful start to your week. It's October 6th already. Amazing. You're the best. And so am I. And my computer seems to be behaving itself now. Plus, if you want to be on the beta for my new app, hit me up somewhere on Mastodon or Threads or Blue Sky. Or, if you know my phone number, text me, I guess. All right. Goodbye.
Lex.